Hey, don't forget to call in at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support to agriculture. You're important to what we do every day here at Illinois Public Media. And make sure that you tell them you're calling in support of agriculture, or if you go to willpledge.org, that you put that right there in the comments section. We clearly will catch that, and we'll know that you're making your donation in support of agriculture at 217-244-9455 or at willpledge.org. Mark Russo now joins us on this Monday, as he always does. He donates all the time, because each and every week he does this right here for you and for us. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking your time and volunteering here at Illinois Public Media. Can you tell me a little bit about those weekend rains? Boy, there was an awful big rainfall across an awful lot of Illinois.
Well, Todd, I guess first things first, this is a very exciting here on Mondays. Speaking to you and all the listeners. So really appreciate the invite here for every Monday. With the past rains here over the weekend, that was really the story in terms of the magnitude of the rains, especially in the swath from southern Iowa down through northern Missouri, eastward through northern Illinois, and into the northern sections of Indiana and right on the Michigan border. Anywhere within that zone, anywhere from 4 to 5 inches on the lighter side to even some isolated 8-9 plus inch amounts. And so obviously that did include some of the key acreage here, not only in Illinois, but also for a good swath of the central Corn Belt. And with more rain on the way coming up over the next couple of weeks, this wetness is becoming more of a concern at this stage of the season.
Tell me about the impending rainfall.
Yeah, as we look out, especially from now through Friday, at least the zone of heaviest rains will be aligned from northeastern Kansas through much of Iowa into Wisconsin. Actually, much of Illinois does look to miss out on the most significant rains here, with the timing of it really being tomorrow night into Wednesday for some shower and storm activity across northern Illinois. But again, the heaviest totals look west and north. As we get into the weekend and on into next week, there will continue to be opportunities for rain, but a bit more on the scattered or light totals here coming up. So it doesn't look as heavy or widespread as the next 5 days. But again, all in all, it's an active pattern for much of the Midwest as we look out through the first half of October.
So the frost and freeze dates for most of the Midwestern states come up in October. Is there any cold weather on the horizon for any place?
We do not expect any frost or freezing in really any portion of the Midwest during the next 10 days. There will be 30s coming up the next several mornings in portions of basically North Dakota in the Red River Valley acreage there, but no hard freeze is expected. And once we get beyond this week, actually temperatures look to moderate next week and be even warmer. So bottom line, no sign of any frost freeze for any immature crops here throughout the next 10 to 11 days.